Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. Hey, what's up? We're trying to do a podcast with our friend.
Ooh, baby, we got a wild one for you this week. We talk about how to make your pussy fatter, what it's like being on reality TV, and what it's like when one of your friends dies.
Are you ready to dissect the ins and outs of nightlife and partying and what it's like to make a space for you and your community? Well, we sure are. Get ready to have Tokyo in your ears and in front of your eyes on today's podcast. Did you hate it?
I loved it. Does anyone ever call you Tokyo Tony?
No.
M.
Oh.
M. Mom!
When first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us.
Our number is 213-536-9180. Our email is sloppysecondspot@gmail.com. Now I'm with the show. Hi, you sub, you stupid little fucks, you nestle, fucks, you dirty little fucks. Welcome to Sloppy Second, Big Dipper, Meatball, and Meatball, and that's Big Dipper.
You're really much more amped than you've been for the last 20 minutes.
What are you talking about?
Before we started.
I'm always amped. I'm a cranked diva.
Yeah.
I've already had one Red Bull, and I'm on my second.
Thoughts? I think that you might be overcompensating for how you really feel on the inside.
What do you mean?
Have you had a rough go of it for the last couple of days?
I'm just very tired from the desert. I was at Orville's Rodeo. When is this one coming out?
On Friday.
I was at Orville's Rodeo all weekend, and I had a wonderful time. But there's something about just being outside for like 8 hours. My nose and my throat, I couldn't even sleep. It was so dry. I had a steamer, and I put the steamer next to my bed. And it had the fucking clicker on it. And I was just holding the steamer at my face.
Hot? Isn't that like boiling hot?
By the time it reached where my face, like this far away, by the time it reached my face, I was just getting moist air. And then I would fall asleep. And then I would wake up because my face would be hot and sweaty. And then I would start all over again.
Sounds like you really had a grade A, beautiful, amazing.
Don't take acid from a stranger in the desert. I can tell you that much too, faggots.
All right. Why don't you introduce our special guest for today?
Well, please welcome to the studio someone who's ready to throw some ass in the podcast studio. It's the WeHo Party Starter, the voice of the hoes. Make some noise for Tokyo!
I don't know why I did all that. Oh, that's true.
Did you play the Spider-Man game? Are you into video games?
Hell nah. I'm not that girl. I'm more of a Nintendo 64 girl. Like,
okay.
So when that went out of style, like only thing I do is Mario Party.
Oh yeah. Well, now they have that Switch, so you can like play it wherever you go.
Me and my girlies. Oh, I don't know if I could say this on podcast. Me and my girlies get like super out and like play it until like 6 a.m.
That would have been me with the desert lady. Yeah, you could. Okay. Yes. Okay.
I mean, I don't do anymore because, you know,
why not?
I live for the Lord. You know what I mean? For the motherfucking Lord. So, you know.
Yeah. So, you know.
Water only.
Wait, what is the thing that is circulating?
Me too, water only.
Yeah. What is the thing that's circulating about giving head is the leading cause of throat cancer? Have you seen this on the internet?
I'm about to die.
I can believe it because I'm going to die soon.
I'm about to die.
Has to be misinformation.
Yeah. I don't know,
it
though.
It must be.
I don't know.
I was taking notes. And then it literally like busted out one of my tonsils. Like it was like ripped.
How much?
Who?
Never mind.
This is Michael. But have you ever had that? Have you ever heard a tonsil?
No, I do one thing, though. Like, before I go into the studio, you never supposed to suck dick because, like, your throat going. Because how I suck it, it's, like, down to the nuts. Like, and so, like, with that said, like, your whole... Ooh, I fucked this up. Your whole throat going to be just discombobulated. So I don't do it if I'm got to perform.
And you know the dentist, they can tell.
They say that. They said that there's, like, a bruise on the roof of your mouth or whatever. I don't believe them.
I'm perma-bruised.
From a who?
From a bruise.
From all that cocky abuse.
What were you just saying? You were like, oh, you should call this Sloppy Top podcast. And I was like, oh, my reputation precedes me. And then you said, have you heard of the new move?
No, there is a new move. I swear to God, like, there's
what
a crazy
it? How,
move.
What is
the
it new?
There's nothing new. It's all been done.
I know that, but like, not to me, okay? This bitch came over and did some type of shit that had me, like, I literally said I love
what
you.
Happened? What happened? Tell us the move.
I don't know it. It's like a secret sauce or something. Like, I don't know. It's just like there's
tangy?
Like... No,
barbecue?
It's like, so when he was doing it, I swear to God, this is crazy. So when he was doing it, there was this sound he was making that was like weird as shit. It's like the type of shit where you smack him off your dick and say, get out. But it felt
like
so good.
Like a demon sound?
No, it was like... So why it was happening, there was like this suction. Okay, I so weird. Okay, why it was happening, you know when you're going through like the car wash and like there's like... all this stuff happening at once where, like, the water is and then, like, there's a suction that's happening and then there's a blow. Like, it was all happening at once and it was the craziest shit. And he did it like this. So there was, like, between his hands, there was, like, hands. Water and suction but also wind. It was just crazy.
It sounded like you got the Captain Planet.
I know. And then I saw him the next day at the gym with a boyfriend. So I said, makes sense.
Oh, that he's booed up because he gives head like that.
Yeah, that's that type of shit where...
That's the ones where you watch the videos and there's just like, you don't understand how much mucus can be produced that way. You know what I'm talking about? Where
it's
it just
so
like
crazy.
Drips
I'm
out
not...
and it's like...
But it's also...
Like Fantasia.
But it also, it wasn't messy.
It wasn't messy?
It wasn't
it was. That was... Listen, this guy is like... Albert Einstein. He's like unlocked the code or some shit.
MC Square, baby.
Yes, it was like over pi. It was crazy. Like, anyway, like, yeah, it's that new shit. And like, I've tried, but I can't get it. It always, I just,
I'm not necessarily, I've said this before, I'm a no hands kind of, like, I'm team no hands when it comes to a blowjob. You know, the grapefruit thing, the whole, like, all of the extra. I'm like, just do enough with your mouth, tongue, and throat.
I just fill it out, because niggas' dicks is different. Can I say the nigga word?
Yeah, you can say it.
Thank God, because, bitch. So, niggas' dicks is different.
But you say it now. Okay, never mind that.
That's crazy. It'd be your own friend. No, niggas' dicks be different. Like, I swear to God, like, some dudes like different shit. So,
yeah.
So, if I'm, like... no hands in any and giving all that and the nigga ain't budging, then I'ma, you know, put my finger on the taint, you know, twist and
sure.
It just depends on the guy. But like I always want to get 5 stars. So if I feel like the eye ain't twitching and the leg ain't shiggling and shaking, then I
got a 5-star bitch.
I am. Word to Nikki and word to Trina.
You are a night. Do you know that verse?
No. No, it's not a verse. It's a song that happened like before Nikki like career really took off. She did a song called 5-Star.
Yes, and she does a verse on the song.
Yeah.
And I was saying, do you know the verse?
Oh, it's everything. Are you a Big Barb?
Yes.
Oh my God, Big Dipper, stop it. Really?
He's more of a Barb than I am for sure.
I'm like a diehard. It's so ridiculous.
Time to put the rice in. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
How did you get involved in...
Nah, I just had an epiphany.
I need to go to
Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Fendi on my slippers, so my cookie always slippery. Yeah, it's crazy. I live.
How did you get into nightlife?
And where'd you come from?
Okay, funny story. So,
she's
actually,
like, I just got off the bus.
No, I literally, and I do this weird accent. Oh my God, you're gonna hear it probably a lot, and I don't mean to do it, but it just happens. Anyway, so basically, what happened was, one of my good friends is Selena Cities, and me and Selena used to have an apartment in West Hollywood, and we weren't in nightlife, but we always was like, creating, you know what I mean? Doing shit. And then at one point, she decided she wanted to be a drag queen. And I said, I'm going to be a go-go dancer. So I started at this place called Foo Bar. No longer exists.
R.I.P.
No longer exists. She's, you know, and she's
It's a refrigerator now.
Yeah. But they had this party called Booty Bumping Friday. Shout out to Lucas John Junkin. I think that's his name. He had a party there every Friday. Booty Bumping Fridays. And bitch, I had ass. Like, I ain't have a body, but bitch, ass was always peachy. So I DM'd him and said, I want to work. And he said, okay, come. And so it was like, that was my intro to it, but it still wasn't busting because, like, it just, you know what I mean? When you first start, you just don't understand it yet.
Right. Yeah.
So that was my intro to really nightlife.
And did you have, like, what brought you to L.A.? Or are you from L.A.?
Yeah, so I was born in Arkansas, but I moved to L.A. when I was one. So,
oh, okay. So, you're a townie.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I always feel like people who come, I know for me, like, I had a totally different idea of what L.A. was and what I wanted to do out here when I was thinking, like, oh, I'm going to move to L.A. and my goal. So what were you, like, focused on before nightlife? What were you, like, thinking about doing?
Well, I don't, that's a complicated question because like I've had like a crazy life. Like before I even decided to like get into like nightlife, I was like foster care. And then I, from foster care, I went to like the streets, Santa Monica, Highland, shout out to Donut Time, RIP. Wow. And then I went to prison. And so then I got out of prison and I was like, bitch, what the fuck you gonna do, ho? Because I'm not a McDonald's type of bitch. Like, I'm not a flipping burgers. Like, you know what I mean?
You've got too much charisma for
it. But I've also been talented my whole life. Like, I've also, like, when I was in foster care and before I got adopted, I would be in talent shows. And so I knew it had to be in entertainment. But one thing I did not have was connections, or I didn't know anybody. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, those things matter. But I also understood sex, so, and it don't matter who you are or where you from, bitch, if that pussy is fat, you gonna get on.
That's true.
You gonna
that's
fucking
true.
Get on. And
you
so that's
actually
what I
called your party that.
Pussy fat.
No, fat pussy.
No, pussy fat. I like that.
Yeah, that's what I tell people. I always tell them they get their pussy less fatter. Like, if they don't, if they just ain't there.
That's what I always tell people.
That's what I get embroidered. Oh, you're not working enough? Have you considered getting your pussy less fatter?
That's really how it sounds. That's really how it sound like. You know what I mean? I don't know, because people always be like, step your pussy up. And like, what if they can't step it up? You know what I mean? Like, what if they
stuck with what they got?
You know what I mean? You better beat that pussy up and get that shit fat.
So how did you go from go-go dancing to now, like, hosting multiple parties?
So shout out to Ollywood. Ollywood is my girly. Like, and also I call him my Eskimo in many ways because he was the first person that gave me a stage and saw potential in who I was on that stage and literally moved me. And so, like, funny story, when I first met Ollywood, we were just, like, on Instagram. And I was like, oh, my God, you're so dope. And at that point, I was, like, really selling sex on Instagram. Like, I was linking up with these dope-ass photographers from, like, there was just dope people coming from UK and all these like dope photographers taking like shots of me at like Deep Creek and all these sexual stuff. And so he was like, your content is dope. And so I was like, he said, I just moved here. I'm doing daddy issues here. And like, do you want to come and gig? And then I was like, yeah. And then this is going to be a long story, but I'm making hella short. Don't worry. And then I was like, I messaged him and I was like, can I do your next daddy issues? And he's like, I would love for you to do my next daddy issues. There's just no budget, but I'm going to have you do the next one. You know what I mean? Where there's budget. I said, girl, I don't need no budget. Just give me a stage. And so that month I went to the party and bitch, moment I got on that stage, bitch, I ate it up. Ain't ass fatter that clap like this. So not only did he find budget to just, he was just like, girl, I got to pay you. You just fucking ate down. And he was just, from that moment on, I worked with him at everything they've done from that moment. And it just, from being on that stage, he saw that it was more than just twerking. He saw that it was more than just like, give me money, body, pecs, dick. He said, girl, let me give you a mic.
Calves, toes.
Yeah.
Well, so that is.
Eyelids.
You know, I used to be the door girl there. We must have met.
A daddy issue.
A daddy issue.
Yeah, but like, I was such a slut and also like.
Well, I was outside. There was no way I was ever in there.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I was such a slut that like I was so driven. Like there's this thing that happens in our industry where like people dick ride. And so they want to say hi to everybody and blah, blah. I have never been that girl. So like, if you were at the door, if you were doing things. If we crossed paths and it was meant for us to like communicate and talk, like we gonna kiki. Other than that, like I'd be focused on the job, and when the job is done, I take my black ass home.
I feel I'm the same way.
And
the
what
minute
is
I'm done,
being
I wanna
a
go
slut?
Home.
How is that related to any of what you just said?
Because
you just said I'm such a slut.
Yeah, when I'm at a gig, I'm such a slut. That means that I am slutty as shit.
Oh, then
I have
you're on
one,
the box.
Yes, and I have one goal, and that's to get coins.
They're not interested in talking to a wig, you know? When they're slutting it
no,
out.
But it's not even that. I feel like I said, when we get out there, it's about money. And I feel like I feel like some people want the scene aspect. Bitch, I want to get rich. Like, and that's always been my thing. Like, that's why I don't really have problems with anybody, because I don't have beef. Like, my favorite from the Queen, her biggest stint back in the day was like, I don't have a beef with nobody. I don't give a fuck about you, who you're fucking. I got a problem with being broke. That's it. Like, that is my only problem in life. And so I've always been like, just focused on getting to the bag. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Now, do you have any tips for go-go's? Because I get real annoyed with some of mine.
But see, you're asking a different... Because a go-go dancer typically is a very independent job, right? You're told, get on the box, this is your shift, this is who subs you out, and it's up to you to make of it what you can.
Yes, and that's what it's...
Your party, they're stagehands.
But also...
No, only one of them is.
But
the other ones just disappear whenever you're aren't you supposed to be on stage? Dancing. And then they're like, gone.
They're just hanging out with their
friends. They're out there hanging out with their friends getting paid to just chit-chat and drink for free.
That's a vibe.
But not for me, faggot!
She wants it up on the stage. Okay, I want to hear more about this, but let's take a quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Helix.
That's right, baby. We love Helix mattresses. Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
And how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Just take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
Yeah, I took the quiz and I was matched with the big and tall sleeper. It got delivered in a box. We unwrapped the box and threw it on the bed, and it's sort of like you give it a little time to settle, and I love sleeping on my mattress. It is something I look forward to coming home to.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've both been traveling so much lately, and for me, I just love coming home to sleep on my Helix mattress. Nothing is as comfortable.
They've got models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions.
Plus, enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge.
And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. And that's why they offer a 100-night sleep trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Helix is offering up to 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners.
Go to helixsleep.com/sloppy and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long.
With Helix, better sleep starts now.
HelixSleep.com/sloppy and use code HelixPartner20.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. You've never seen a mother and son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Okay. Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets, and you won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
And we're back! You know Wicked? Have you ever seen Wicked?
I love Wicked. That was my first musical I ever saw. I was in foster care and they gave the group home kids free tickets to see Wicked at the Pantages Theater. And bitch, it was, it was so good. There's like certain things in your life that just give you so much influence and make you want more for yourself. And Wicked was one of those things. Like, I was defying gravity at the top of my lungs. The bitch can't sing the same for life. But you couldn't tell me no different in the shower when that Alphaba. Why couldn't you say, you're flying off the handle?
Why couldn't you say copy once instead of flying off the handle? Okay, perfect. Yeah, slay. Yeah. Perfect. Love it.
I also want to point out how amazing it is that you have cut the one finger off your glove so you can use your phone.
Bitch, I am a social media girl. I need my phone at all times. And, you know, at first, it's funny. So I just also, I was like, okay, every time I do looks like this a lot. So I always have to cut, like, at least one out, even if I'm wearing gloves. And so I do two things. I either, like, put rings on it or I put some polish on it. And I ain't got time to put polish on this morning because I woke up late, child.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because now with daylight savings time, you only must get, like, 2 hours of sunlight a day. Because you're really a nightlife girl.
No, so that's the misconception, I swear.
Drag her ass.
I feel like you must be up till 3, 4, 5 in the morning. Listen, every night.
So the misconception is I'm such a nightlife girl. Girl, do you really want to know the tea?
Yes!
The tea is I got one job where I work one day a week, and that is Saturday. I have fixed up my life. I'm grateful, really highly favored and blessed that I get to work one night in the week. That's it. And that's nightlife. But other than that, bitch, I am put my foot up. I'm watching Netflix, girl, and I don't do shit for the whole week except for go to the gym.
But I feel like you hustle because you're always recording some music.
I hustle.
Making a video.
But I do hustle. But like and when it comes to nightlife.
You're not like a bar fly. You're not like always
fuck
out.
No. I feel like I feel like it's important to look like that. It's important to...
Well, now you've revealed all. Right here.
Yeah, now they're going to know.
Yeah, but it's fine, bitch. I put in the time, child. My ass is tired. You know what I mean?
And let's talk about it. So what we're talking about is your party, Jocelyn.
Jocelyn.
Named after...
Jocelyn
Wildenstein.
Jocelyn.
No, it's named after...
So a lot of
Jocelyn
people...
Jocelyn from the HBO show?
Yeah, so a lot of people don't... I hear it all the time. They're like, oh, Jocelyn from Cabaret and like Jocelyn from hip-hop, like loving hip-hop. And I'm like, no, so...
Jocelyn.
So this is what happened. Okay, I'm going to give y'all a long story. Shout out to Andreas Rigo, Evita Party, that really gave a bitch some wings. But what happened was I was doing a Evita Party and I decided in that moment that... This was do or die. Not like in life, but I just mean like in like you have a moment in your life where you just feel like, oh shit, girl, you can be here and this will go well, but you would die here unless you fucking get your pussy lips fatter and want more for yourself.
Yeah,
exactly. And so I messaged them the day after one of the Evita parties and I was like, I love y'all so much and I'm so grateful for the platform that you guys gave me to show off what a bitch got. But I think it's the time for me now to spread my wings. And they both gave me so much love. They both was like, yeah, we hope nothing for the best endeavors. And I literally walked into a meeting with Jacob. Shout out to Jacobs at Beaches. And I was just like, look, I want a Saturday night party. This is the budget that I need. And let me know if you can make that happen. And without seconds, he was like, yeah, bitch, you got it.
The first time I think I interacted with you, maybe in person, was at an Evita party.
Yeah.
And you were doing something very special, which I don't really see at a lot of other parties. Maybe it happens in Vegas. It obviously happens at your functions. But, like, you host the party on a live microphone all night long, and it isn't specifically a performance. It's sort of like an hype. Installation. Like, you hype up the entire party. You
create the vibe.
You rap along with the music that the DJ's playing. You call out people and shout out people who are, like, serving a look or dancing on the floor. And you're sort of presiding over the event, which is, like, a ton of energy. And the first time I ever saw you do that was at Evita. And you had that huge, beautiful headdress on all the boys used to wear. And, like, I was really impressed not only about how you worked the room, but that they were into that idea, because so many places you go, like, they're really sort of they hold on to the mic and they're like, no, it just needs to be like a vibe in here. Like, you can't have anyone on the mic.
But that, I feel like that's shout out to Andreas Rigo and Hollywood, because they had faith. Like, they didn't fucking know what the fuck would happen. They just had faith that that I had something to offer. You know what I mean? And they literally gave me freedom. And also, like, a lot of the times, like I said, I come to work. Like, I never show up late.
Right.
I and you would think I've done Evita or some of the parties for years. Never show up late. Never show up late. I did once. I showed up so fucked up once. We had Demi Lovato one week, and I showed up so fucked up to the point Hollywood was like, we ain't giving her the mic. And we're like, we think you should go home, girl. And I wasn't even mad, bitch. I knew.
You were like, yeah, okay.
Bitch, I was already, like, drenched in fucking lube, bitch. It was just
in lube.
Yes, bitch. Yes, Voice of the hoes for a reason. I am a slutty hoe ass, dick in a booty ass. Yeah, I'm disgusting.
So with Jocelyn, you've brought that same energy because you asked me to perform. I performed with Jocelyn.
Shout out to Big Dipper. He motherfucking murdered it.
And I remember talking to you about this after the show. I was like, did you know that young people go out and throw ass for hours and party all night long in WeHo? Because I did not know that.
I knew that. It's scary how late they can stay up.
There were so many young people out. Yeah. It was such a crowd that I feel like I don't see out at parties. And you had the other thing is like, I also love the DJs, like when they just like play the hits, mm-hmm. like play the songs, you know, the crowd wants.
Shout out to DJ Barry, my motherfucking resident DJ. I love you so much.
DJ Barry is incredible.
Yeah. DJ Barry is like, there's so much I want to get into, but before I jump into that, I want to say, what I do is a lot, and there's a lot of energy, but people don't know, like, I am the promoter. Mm-hmm. I do all the bookings. I do all the paying. I do the emceeing. I do all the booking. I do all the, like, when my dancers throw ass, nobody throw ass harder than me. Nobody dances harder than me. So I will have a whole list of baddies. Shout out to my baddie gang, all my bitches, you bad as fuck. I have, like, 6 or 7.
Who's in your baddie gang?
Just me.
And who else?
Well, no, I have Austin because he's like great. Avery.
I love Austin.
Nico. Yeah, like I have like my set go-to go-go dancers. Mm-hmm. But then there was Nick from Megawolf. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He's great.
Call
too.
Him back.
You know what? I will right now. Nick, come back.
Nick, if you're out there. This is your call.
You have a whole crew of people who like love to be there at the party.
Well, it's because I understand that I've been there. I've been that girl that was a dancer. So what I do in my soul is I make sure that if I was a dancer, how would I want to be treated? So my dancers are, first off, they throw ass and they're all bad, but they also got attitude and they also got ego. And I like to fucking water the ego because I love it. Like, bitch, you a bad bitch, yeah. So my dancers, they don't got set times. Like, you don't have to be up or down at a certain time. Also, like, there's a bottle for my dancers at every party, and y'all get lit as fuck, but never, ever get messy, and they never, ever get messy. So, and they also just have respect for each other and respect for the space because they understand that the space we're creating is for us. Like, if you're on my team, I don't get straight workers. I don't give a fuck what you do. I don't give a fuck if you're the hottest bitch on land. If you're straight, you don't work for me. If you are the hardest DJ in the fucking land, if you're straight, you don't work for me. You have to be somebody, because they got opportunity, especially in WeHo. So that's the space that I want to create, a space where every single person that is clocked in under me is a, you know what I mean, of the fam.
As a faggot?
Of the fam.
Big faggot.
As a faggot queer. Bitch.
What are some critiques that you've gotten from your party? Because I know you occasionally on Instagram will sort of pop off and be like, you haters could never, you're just jealous.
It's not that I don't get critiques, because the bitch could never. Like, you can't, because the thing is like this, you gotta be better than me, first off. And a lot of bitches ain't better than me. And I'm not talking about just body or looks. I'm just talking about all of it, bitch. Talent level, not just talent level. I can dance circles around any bitch. I've not seen one bitch that can dance better than me. Like, I just haven't. So I'm just like, that's not the thing. The problem is, I haven't been in WeHo. Like, I was never a WeHo girly. Like when I even did Evita Party and all these parties, it was like around, but it's never, we've never, even when we did Valhalla, it was like it was hard that we did but it was never like, I don't know, I just never felt like a WeHo girly.
Huh.
Because I'm black. You know what I mean? So that was the main thing. So when I decided to, you know, I believe also, like, if you don't stand for nothing, bitch, you will fall for anything. So I was like, bitch, I'm going to stand for certain if I'm going to do something. I'm going to go to WeHo with my black ass and start a new vibe.
Right.
Why not?
Right.
Like, who else going to do it if we don't do it? Mm-hmm. So we came to this town. I shout out to Jacob again because he just gave me the opportunity based off of, like, a bitch resume. And we started doing numbers off top, like, and also shout out to all the girlies that, like, because from the beginning, everybody just have said yes. Like, all the Drag Race girls, all the queer artists, like, just everybody in our community. The DJ, Alex Chapman's on tour right now. Shout out to Alex Chapman, because he just got a Grammy nomination for that song with Troye Sivan. They all just said yes. They all just wanted to be a part of this thing that I decided to create. And what has happened is a lot of places have been going out of business in WeHo. And a lot of other places are going out of business in WeHo. Not saying no names. So when we pop up, and it's just not money thing. It is like a reputation thing. Mm. The reputation is like a lot of these clubs can't get Drag Race girls no more. They don't have the budget, or they just don't, they just, I guess, don't care, whatever the case may be. So they just like, who is this little black bitch popping up here just... Got all the girlies, got all the kids coming. Bitches are screaming at the top of their lungs. Everybody twerking all over
it
the place.
It is crazy and it's to outside. See that. Yeah, because it's like outside. And it's beaches is like pretty much in the middle of WeHo.
Yeah.
So everyone's drawn to going there when they see that party.
But it's like
off.
All of it. And it's like all, and it's for everybody too. And that's something, so I think it's important for people of color to have their space, Caucasians to have their space, everybody of whatever you want to have your space. When I think of that, I think of like everybody. Like, so when I created the party, my main goal was to focus on a space where everybody can come. That's it. And like, and if it didn't work out and like only black girls wanted to come, cute. I don't give a shit. Like, but my goal was like, if we're gonna start this conversation about inclusivity, what does that look like?
Mm-hmm. When I showed up, I was like, this reminds me of high school. It made me feel old, but I was having a great time. Mm-hmm. But it did remind me of high school. And can you paint the picture of what 2 a.m. on a Saturday night in WeHo out in the street looks like? It is the Wild West.
It's fucking crazy. It's literally like the Living Dead. It is. It's so fucking crazy.
People
don't
falling
know.
Asleep on the street.
People looking like they about to eat you, bitch.
Yes.
Everybody horny as hell. Like, it's
every alley corner you can find.
I would say, like, for older folks who, you know, take an Uber somewhere, have like go to a wine bar or whatever, I would say go to Jocelyn for a nostalgic time, because it really did, like, it really made me have a great time and like dance and like just felt like an old school dance party from my experience. But it is obviously very like new and modern and hip.
But you also ate it, you know what I mean?
Sure, but I just mean from my perspective, like I was like, look at all these young people. But it is so worth it to experience the energy, because it really is. It's like, it's so clear that you're doing something like fresh and cool and new on that strip.
Well, I love it. That's why I give 10%. Like when I'm like on stage, like, bitch, I am on stage. 110.
Not 10.
I'm throwing that shit. But also I'm like, I have fat pussy lips. Okay.
It's just the biggest.
to the point that I feel like all night I give so much energy. So when my artists come up, They pour that into you. No, like, it don't matter what you do. The moment you come up, bitch, everybody just ready to fucking root for you.
Yeah,
you know what
crazy.
I mean? Yeah, it's such a, oh, I love it so much.
So let's take a break, and then we're going to talk about your music.
Your music.
Oh!
Okay. And we're back!
Now you, Tokyo, are a recording artist.
Mm-hmm.
And you, similar to me, liked...
A lot of similar to you. Because when... should I let you finish? Because girl, I can get into this.
Cut him off.
No, because like, no shade, I love you. And I love, like... So let me tell you. When I was a little... Not little, but when... I'm not going to make you feel
old. When I was a small child...
Listen, I am old, you
music.
Are young,
no,
we're aware,
so,
it's fine.
So when I was a little baddie, I... You know, like, there wasn't a lot of people that was doing what we do back in the day, except for two. All I knew was you and Caswell. Like, I didn't know any other queer rappers. Like, gay-ass rappers that rapped about, not just about, like, our life, but our type of sex and, like, our type of shit. Like, I didn't want it. Like, don't get me wrong, I love the rap bitches. But, like, bitch, I want to get ready to, you talking about throwing some dick as a nigga. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so we didn't have that. So, yeah, it's very much, like, my art is based off of, like, blueprints of people that came before me that I'm obsessed with.
And we, listen, you talk a lot of sex, sex explicitivity on your songs. What, like, when did you know you, more so than you were just like a fan of rap music and wanted to dance and like be on a go-go box, like when were you like, oh, I also want to like write my own music?
So I'll be honest, like my whole life I've been a musical bitch, and all my whole life I have loved just music, period. Like it's not only been rap, like I love music, period. But I'm not a dumbass, like, bitch, I can't sing. Like I was one of those girls,
that
remember?
Should never stop you.
No, but remember,
none of us at this table.
Listen, when do you remember back in the day when we had, oh damn, that's crazy. I heard
he
that
just
read.
Dragged my
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right here.
He only
Scott
did it because
spread the news.
The news.
No, so what happened was when I was a little kid, I pressed a record on my boombox and sang Lift Every Voice and sing, and it was terrible.
Well, give us a little. Let's hear it now.
No, girl. Mama. No.
I see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
No, so.
Put that on wax. You know what I mean?
Rip me out the plastic. No, so what happened was I never thought I can be anything. Like I told you guys, like where I come from, like it ain't you, bitch. You gonna end up either on the street or in prison, like or dead. Like you don't. A lot of people from foster care, they statistically don't usually do well. Some do, but you don't statistically do, especially from prison and all that. So I never thought I could, and then I started dating this. Or fucking, I don't know how to say it, but I started dating or fucking this really big pop star, queer pop star. He's like a really big icon. I'm not going to say names.
I'll say them. Troye Sivan?
Definitely not. Not like that, but like that's my friend's little woo-wop. But anyway, no, Miguel? Stop naming names. Nope. But don't,
Whoopi
Goldberg? I'm not going
to. Whoopi
Goldberg.
There it was.
I love
that's
him.
What it is.
Her. Or however they identify.
We don't know.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, we do. But we don't. So when I started dating him or talking to him or whatever you want to call it, that's when I realized because like
Sam Sparrow.
No. But when
Sam
we
Sam Smith.
No. But stop naming names because if you say it, I got a poker face, so you won't know. But anyway, so when it happened, I always saw like big stars being big stars. I'm like, normal people were normal, you know what I mean? And then once I started talking to him, it was like, oh, we are all fucking normal. So if he can do it, I can do it. Not trying to say I can
Boy George
do his shit. No. Not trying to say I can sing like him, but no, definitely not Boy George.
Oh,
not like
I
that.
Know.
No, don't say it even if you
well,
know.
Who? Put it in the chat. Put it in the chat.
It don't matter.
Oh, I don't
though.
Even have my
it
phone
really doesn't matter because
he's dead now.
Yes. No, he's not. Yes, he is dead. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. What happened was
Adam Lambert?
So then after no, but it don't even matter. on God, like it's not him.
Okay. We're going to continue.
We'll find out on the break.
I'll tell you afterwards. I don't care. No, I'm not gonna tell them. Don't worry. No. So what happened was once I started like talking to him, I felt my ego like coming in, like I'm busting this shit open every night, and so I'm like, did he normal? Like you know what I mean? I mean, it was he got the best type, top tier. But it's
well,
but
now
it's,
I want to know again.
But it's okay, just leave it alone. But that's when I felt the ego where like I can do this now, like and it could be for real. And like I always cared about if people were respected or not. And after doing my second freestyle, like I started doing freestyles in the beginning because I really thought it was like something fun. I remember I sent it to Hollywood. I sent it. So I was doing like summer trip. I was doing a lot of parties at this time and daddy issues and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, bitch, I don't want to just be a dancer because I could end up in let this just be my repertoire in fucking this world.
Yeah.
But I have so much more to give and I always knew I had. So I recorded 3 freestyles where I just wrapped off the top of my head and I sent them all to Hollywood. And Hollywood sent me one back and he was like, this one could be good. And that was all the confidence that I needed because I really looked up to Hollywood. Like Hollywood was just such like a, yeah, I mean, in my mind. So like, and then that's what I started. And then from then I just started figuring out like who I was, who I wanted to be, what I wanted to say, and how I wanted to do it.
That's incredible.
Ricky Martin.
No.
Oh, she bangs.
But I know for a fact y'all won't get it based off of just the vibes, but it's fine. I'm so down with that. And I don't like dropping names anyway, so I would never.
Oh,
you're
I know. It was P. Diddy.
Singer, right?
It doesn't, I would never say
he,
it.
He said
I'm not
going
to ever say
I know,
it. I just,
I have other people
I only,
that not
I only said that just so you can get context of like why, where the ego came from to do it. I didn't say it to say the name because I'm never going to say I'm not that girl. But. Yeah, it was that. It honestly was. It was
we
really,
just want to know.
Yeah, it was really fucking him that gave me that.
Well, you went from making, or you're still making music, but what was it like being on reality TV? Because you were on For the Love of Dilfs on OutTV.
Shout out to OutTV.
Hosted by Stormy Daniels.
Yes, that was fun.
Also, I think Andrew Barrett Cox worked on that.
He did. For New York.
Works on tons of daddy's.
For New York. Yeah, and you want to know what's funny? I've loved him for a while. Like, before I even went on the show, like, we followed each other. And, like, I know that he, like, styles and was there. On a TV show, I was like, I need an outfit because I was turning looks, bitch, every week. Bitch, I had a cute-ass look. And one of the weeks, I had this basic-ass t-shirt, but these shorts that went with these cute-ass ones. And I gave him a shirt. I was like, style this for me. And he, within fucking 5 minutes, made it a motherfucking Michelangelo.
There's nothing that Andrew Barrett Cox
Michael
can't
D'Angelo.
Do.
I know. He's hot, too.
Yeah?
Like, he's so sexy. I've never told him that. Fuck, I guess you know now.
But he doesn't listen to this.
Yes, he do. Everybody do.
Let me ask you, when you were making reality TV, because things got a little,
heated.
Things got spicy. But then things
got
heated.
Yeah.
Heated.
Did you, in those moments, were you aware that you were making a TV show and you knew that having a little argument would be good? Or were you really feeling those emotions?
No shade. What happens? Like, one thing I want people to know about Tokyo, like, bitch, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't care. And so, like, a lot of people will be on a show like that and be reserved because they want people to see them a certain time. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. So when I see some fuck shit, and the thing is, a lot of people probably went on that show and, like, wanted to be looked a certain type of way. So they were doing fuck shit all around the house.
Right.
So production had to tell me, like, Tokyo, you got to calm down. Because what would happen is something would happen, and I would immediately, on camera or not, be like, bitch, fuck you. You know what I mean? And that was the thing, like, to the point, like, bitch. Yeah, I was to the point, like, and I'm not a girly that, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm grown now. Like, when I was a little kid, I used to like that fighting shit, like, in clubs and in clubs, too. But in school and, like, where I come from, like, it's about that fighting shit. So as a grown-ass man, bitch, I'm not about to be fighting other grown men. That's just, like, you know, that's ugly. So
I was doing fights.
I was, too.
Meow, meow,
I used
meow,
to
meow,
slap
meow.
People. I wasn't a fighter, but if they pissed me off, I would just like walk up and just slap.
You're like
the
a
shit
that's
out of them.
Sickening.
And you're like a like, slap and run.
That's yes. Sickening. And no, no, that's away. Sickening. Why don't you do it no more? That'd be a vibe.
Well, I did, but and then I started losing a lot of friends when I was still 21 and doing it.
I feel that.
Yeah.
You know who is so hot? Who was on that
Stormy
TV
Daniels
show? Ooh. Alex.
I like Alex. And that's why.
Oh, yeah.
So I love Alex, like, from Florida. I love Alex. And that's why. So
he's a sweet
there's
dude.
That bitch, Tony Cannoli. Like, I really hate that bitch. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, yeah, a lot of people think it's fake. But
also,
no.
How about his Cannoli. Name really is
Tony Cannoli.
Is that his biological name, like, in real life?
I don't know. But, like, to choose it, it sounds like you're on the Misadventures of Kimmy Schmidt or whatever.
It sounds like you eat fucking Fruity Pebbles and jerk off crying in a shower. Like, it just sounds fucked
so
up.
So that's what they were doing on set?
No, he was just a punk ass bitch. Like, everything about, and I don't like talking bad about the dead. You know what I mean? Ah! Not like
about the dead.
Like, he's not deceased.
No, I got it.
Dead to him.
Yes, no, but I don't like talking bad, but he's just like, y'all, only if, like, what y'all saw on TV is cool, I guess, but if you knew this bitch, you would fucking just hate her, bitch. I would wake up sometimes, I don't want to say this all loud, but I'll wake up sometimes, and because she was in our room, so I wake up next to the bitch, and I'd just be like, you my enemy, bitch. I hate you, bitch. I hate you.
You hear
so
that?
So when you...
You hear that, Tony Cannoli?
Fuck you, Tony Cannoli. Did you watch Tony it Cannoli. Back? Have you watched it back? Or
yeah.
Okay.
I've watched it back a few times and
would
just
would you change anything that you
hell
did?
Hell no. Okay. Like, and that's why, so... I don't know if I can say this, but I'm probably going to say it anyway because, you know, I don't give a fuck.
Well, don't break no NDAs. You don't want to get
I'm not,
sued.
But, you know, but also, I don't give a fuck about that either.
You always say NDAs don't hold up in court.
They
but,
don't.
But it's not an NDA. It's not nothing like that. And also, I got so much love and respect for LTV and Daddy TV specifically. So I would never do that. But what I want to say is, like, I knew what I was signing up for. Like,
right.
They hit me up before it was, like, a real... delicious thing, and they were like, do you want to do this? Because I was in talks with them to do their other show. And so, and then I reached out to them and I said, your other show is too kumbaya, and I'm not a kumbaya type bitch. Like, I'm real fast to be like, I don't like a bitch. And, like, that's not the show for me.
Which other show? The X-Rated show?
No, that one's cute.
The
other one's cute, too. What is it called?
The Courtroom? Or the one
No, the queer one about with Tiffany Pollard and, like, Cupcake.
Oh, Hot House.
It was Hot House.
Yeah, I love...
Because you spoofed that in your music video.
Yeah, I love Hot... I didn't, though. That was funny. So, okay, that's really funny. So we're going to talk about that, too, if you want. I don't know what time it is, but... No, but I don't know how long we've been here recording.
No, I don't know.
No, but what's funny is like, she said, I don't know where I'm at right now.
Truly, I don't know. I don't remember driving here.
Well, your car probably drove you itself.
It did.
But when they reached out to, because I was wanting to do Hot House. Like, right. And then I saw it and I was just like, you know, it's really cute. You know what I mean? And like.
You wanted to throw.
No, I just didn't want to have to not be
barbs.
Me.
Verbal barbs.
Yeah. I just did not want to have to be me. I didn't want to have to be like, oh, the pretty little horses. So, and then they hit me up and they were like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, I want to go on if my best friend can go. And so my best friend sent all of his information and I was on because I knew how stuff like that can get. Like, I know that if you're not there, you would go crazy. When they put you in a fucking pressure cooker,
right?
And yeah. I'm crazy. I would have ended up punching one of them hoes the first fucking day. So my best friend being there really like calmed me down, made me feel like, okay, at least I could trust one person in this house because it was elimination shit. So that was one thing that I think I did right there. But no, I wouldn't change anything. If I didn't like you on the show, fuck you, bitch. And I still don't like you, ho. Your hoes still smell like old hot dog water, bitch.
That cannoli hole stank.
That's just dead. We've talked about this. It's got abominate fluid in it. I didn't say that right either, bitch.
All right. Would you ever do reality TV again? Like a different layout, a different format?
Yes, of course. I've like been pitching like shit because like I think that.
I would watch a camera follow you around just doing anything.
Yeah.
Go to the grocery store.
Someone needs to make a mini documentary about Jocelyn. Put that on the
internet. Oh, hell
but we're
yeah.
Not, but we're not doing the my idea isn't a documentary. It's just a concept, and I don't want to say too much.
Okay, well, don't. Yeah,
I don't want to say too much, but it's just a really dope contest. Really dope vibe, because if you think about, like, a lot of industries, like, you know that a lot of people are just one note, and then like there's a bitch that come around and show that you could do more, so much more than one thing. So like, right. As a dancer, I'm empowering a lot of my dancers. So like, we have music coming out, we're shooting music videos, we're doing like, I'm giving so much into my dancers that I gave to myself because I could, but I know a lot of people don't have it in them to give to themselves.
Right.
So one thing I'm doing at my party, that's why my dancers, like, if you've been, like, they show so much love to the party because they feel empowered. You know what I mean? Like, you don't treat my dancer like how the girls in WeHo treat their dancers. Like, you don't know, my dancers want food, you bring them fucking food. They want fucking alcohol, you bring them alcohol, because they're the reason why your doors are open. They throw ass for hours.
Right.
And a lot of dancers usually feel like they're the lowest person on a totem pole in parties. So I always make sure that my girlies feel like they the baddest bitches on earth. You know what I mean?
Look at that. That's so nice of you.
Well, it's only because my background.
I don't feed mine, but I should start.
Well, your party does have a food. You should have, you know what you should do?
I let them order food and I give them drink tickets.
No, you're fine.
No. Want, and the bartenders know to get them liquored
it's
up.
Not
you
like
should
that.
Bring back the Hamburger Mary's appetizer sampler tray.
No, you should bring them all escorts. Have you bring them all sex workers. They'll be nice and cool.
That's something I could get behind.
You know what I mean?
Literally.
Bitch, right. Oh my God, if I was a dancer and like my promoter brought me some dick, oh my God.
Well, they're always sucking each other off.
I know, but imagine you bring them some exclusive dick. Like,
well, that's why I always bring in one different dancer.
That's crazy.
I get to watch the videos on YouTube or on OnlyFans later.
I don't do that. I just tell people, like, if my friends got OnlyFans and I want to see something, I just be like, can you send me the video?
Well, no, I want to support the arts.
No, girl, I support them every fucking week. Every time you come to my fucking party, I'm running you a bag, bitch. So I want to see them draws.
Okay, we'll be right back after this break.
And we're back!
It's the Grammy vocals for me.
Thank you.
Anybody can sing.
Coming from someone saying anyone can sing.
Damn.
Not everyone can sing like me.
We have reached the final segment.
This is the end.
And this segment is our favorite segment, and it's called Fuck Talk! At this segment, we ask our guests to share an exciting, wild, embarrassing,
horrifying, scary
sex story from their past, present, or future.
I wish you would have told me this before, because I'm not good on the spot to think about like some crazy fucking shit. Oh, I do got some, but I don't know if I want to say
it. Or you are.
Okay. I'm going to say it. I don't give a fuck. Because I really don't care. So it's, you want to know my biggest kink? And like, I don't care that people know because I think the girlies already know and I don't care. My big
feet?
One. No, girl. Oh. No, I only don't like Fisting. Feet because I'm a dancer. Makes sense, you know what I mean? So no, so what I like to do.
Corns.
Dancers.
I'm like, I have this like kink.
Does it involve a Spider-Man suit?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
It involves straight men.
Oh, okay.
So when I'm like really high,
no response.
When I'm like really high, I'll turn into basically meatball and call over straight men. It's the hottest shit in the world. Especially
are
when
you
they're
talking
really
about
confused.
A wig and a glasses a and a glass? Some lipstick?
All the things. I be Sailor Moon one night, bitch.
Now hold on.
I might be Beyonce one night.
They want you to be in a basic eye, a wig, and just meet out.
Yeah. No. Let me tell you what they want. So this is cross-dressing, like it's yes. And so don't get me wrong, I'm not every day waking up cross. It happens like every 3 years. I'll do it for like 2 weeks straight. I'll just be in the vibe for 2 weeks straight. And it's like, bitch, why not? I'm young. So what I do is like I get all dolled up, but like they don't like that. What they really like how Meatball said, like they just want you to be in, you know, some lashes and some gloss,
eye makeup, and bright red lips.
Yes, or hot pink gloss and like a bob with something and just
oh,
dick hanging out.
You get the bob.
They don't
going?
Give a fuck. Yeah, bitch, they walk in. It's the thing that I get for you, bitches. Or ah! they love that shit and like oh my god.
Where you
god.
Find these? At?
So you find them on.
Double
you don't got to put your whole, you don't got to put all your business out, but just the internet or an app?
The internet. No, an app, but not Grindr. It's not one, though. It's a, you know, so there's like a celebrity hookup site, and they change every fucking year, but it also have, y'all don't know about that? There's like a celebrity like
Raya?
Sure. They change, but... There's a place where celebrities go and hook up in Danish. Anyway.
In Danish? What did you say?
You're going to give us that app when the
yeah,
cameras
we're gonna
are
get
off.
Two pieces of information from you.
Yeah, we're going to know who that celebrity is and when they're at.
I'm not going to tell them. Don't worry. Mind you, that was like so long ago. That was not the eye, not you revealing the eye. That was just so long ago, too. So it was like
do you use your regular voice when you're cross-dressed?
Hell nah. Do you know, like... In my videos or in, and like, so like, no, not only that, I used to be trans, like back in the day, like when I was homeless, like on the streets, like I was trans for 3 years straight, like taking hormones, I was to ass shot, taking the pills and everything. And then I got sober and transitioned back. But yeah, so I know how to act it. I know how to do it. You know what I mean?
Can I ask about that? Was that more of a survival technique or were you really feeling...
You want to know the really, it's a funny question. So the real idea was I had a boyfriend and we were on a block and he was selling dope, but he wasn't making that much money because he was a bitch. He kept getting his dope stolen. So I was like, okay, I need to make some money. And bitch, I'm a whole ass bitch. So like I was trying to sell the dick and shit when I was like a little twink, a little 18-year-old twink on the block. But the boys wasn't living for that. The boys was living for them big, strong girls on the block. And so I cross-dressed to make money for me and my nigga to make sure like we had a hotel and like weed and like food at 18. And what happened was I was a hit too, cause like they like like on the block on semi college, they like the strong bitches. Like you know, I used to wear leggings with my little Jordans and my little sports bra and a little you know shake and bake wig, bitch. And the niggas used to honk pull up, bitch. Anyway, so what happened was after like a week, bitch, I started feeling my fish. Like, you know what I mean? Everybody hyping you up, like, bitch, you bad. You know what I mean? So I'm feeling all kind of shit. And I remember my boyfriend came home one night from selling dope, being in the trap, being in the streets. And I was asleep, like, because usually what happens, I come home and I take everything off and I turn to a boy, put on my basketball shorts, my Jordan. But I'm laying in bed with like this little pussycat wig on and this bra, holding my titties like this. And he's like, Tokyo! What the fuck are you doing? I said, I'm feeling caught. And ever since then, bitch, I was like, that was the moment I broke up with him and started living my fantasy.
Damn.
Do you miss
that?
I mean, maybe not the hardship of that lifestyle, but...
Do I miss what?
That sort of gender expression.
I don't miss it. I think it's important that you experiment in life. I feel like there's a lot of people that are scared to do certain things based off of society and, you know, their own brain. So I'm grateful that I've had, like, shout out to my mom. I had a lesbian mother growing up that I got adopted by. And she really installed, like, certain confidence in me. Mm-hmm. So that's why I do what the fuck I want. And that was one of the parts of life that I always love about myself. If I'm feeling something, I'll do it and experiment it for myself. Once I figure it out it's not for me, then I'll move on to see how else I feel. Right. So, no, I don't miss it, but I am grateful that I got to experience it.
Got it.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had no idea.
Well, how fun that you, and you sort of dip your toe back in a little bit with your cross-dressing moments every couple of years.
Also, life is fun. Like, people, right. I feel like a lot of people could suck the life out of life, but not me.
Fingers crossed.
I love life. That's that new move I just told y'all about.
It's called the Life Sucker.
Wow. Yes! New move, Life Sucker. That's the name. Oh, my God. I think you're onto something here. I think that's a new song. Big Dipper, we're going to do a song called Life Sucker.
It could be a Halloween song for next year.
You know how like how Megan go in that body song, fucking beat gonna go.
You should sample that.
But yeah, I love turning looks in. Like I think life is more fun and so much more bigger than a lot of people live it. And so I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about anybody. I just whatever makes me feel good, I do. And that's how I have fun, like, making, like, even nightlife. One day I'm an alien. One day I'm Spider-Man. One day I'm just a whole-ass bitch with some eyeliner and a wing on. And it just depends on how I feel. So, like, one thing at Jocelyn, like, I do for my girlies, like, every week, they don't have an outfit or blah, blah, blah. But I'll give them, like, Ruby Rose the sleeves. That's like the topic, or I'll say,
little theme.
Yeah, now I have a thing, Kite in white, or I'll go, like, fucking red or whatever. And we all just... And we get to express ourselves in whatever the title I've gave the girls. And they love it. I love it. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's
it's really inspiring how you have sort of set your sights on so many different things and made a direct path for them that you sort of recognize when you filled up the box of being a host for someone else and you needed to branch out on your own.
Yeah.
That you recognize like how you can move from being like a fan of rap to someone who makes rap music. Yeah. Like I think your story is really inspiring and cool, and I appreciate you like including me at the party. And
well, first off, you're a fucking icon in these streets, especially in the rap game. Like at the end of the day, like,
see me, Paul?
Everybody want to be just like me.
Oh, sorry. It's weird when you get compliments because my brain blocks them.
Fuck.
So I actually didn't. That's your duty.
That's a real duty. That's a real duty. Like my friends, like I have two best friends. I have a lot of best friends, but two specifically.
Go best friend.
Go. Okay.
Tony Cannoli.
Definitely not. She's dead. We've talked about this.
R.I.P.
But Ty Talley. And my best friend,
Ty Talley,
Matt Palmer. Like, these two girlies, like, that's how they do to me all the time. Like, bitch, I swear, like, I would get, like, a nomination or something good in my life, and they'd be like, oh, that's cute. Like, but now
that's
they
my fucking boyfriend.
Yeah, but they do that, like, they do it funny and loving, but it's just like, bitch, can't you just for once put down the fucking, you know what I mean? But that's when you know you got a real girlfriend. Like, they don't give a fuck, bitch. Right. They love you so much that all this shit don't matter. And so it's just funny. But I do, everybody, and if the bitches don't know, like, you guys are, not just you guys, but you specifically, like, for rap, is really, really important because you help pioneer something that a lot of girls are doing now. And one thing that's happened nowadays, like, bitch, credit don't be given where credit is due a lot. And this is no shade to, like, the rap girlies that are mainstream. I love the mainstream rap girlies. I love what they're doing because at the end of the day, they're going to be the reason why a lot of black gay kids get to be cool in school now and not bullied. But I think it's important to, like, show love, you know what I mean? And if you don't know your culture, get a fucking book, bitch, or get the internet.
Read a book, bitch. Read a book.
Download a book.
Download a book.
Sign up to a book on your phone.
Okay. But, yeah, I love you, bitch.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for reaching out to someone and having them at your party. He needed that.
Yeah.
He hadn't been to WeHo in so long. I think people forgot he existed.
No, Big Dipper is shit. And I'm so grateful that you even said yes. You know
of
what
course.
I mean? Like people don't understand. Like, it means
you
so
really
much.
Can't.
And I'm about to, but I'm about to,
I'm like processing this.
You're like, compliments? Any notes coming for to me? Dipper?
But also, Meatball, you the shit too.
Thank you. Oh my God.
Also, I don't give a fuck what these hoes been saying about you lately. Like, I'm just like,
No, I know. They hate me.
Shut up, Meatball. You the shit.
So where can people follow you?
So you can follow me at TokesBad on Instagram, TokesBadd. And if you want to see a bitch come out to Beaches WeHo, we're there every motherfucking Saturday, every Saturday, bitch.
That's insane.
Even on Christmas, on Thanksgiving. Yeah,
those are probably going to be some of the biggest nights, too.
I know. And, like, I honestly don't like to work ever. So, like, when it's a holiday, I'm just really like, okay. And those parties work themselves. But the fucked up thing...
No, you work those parties.
But also, the fucked up thing is, like, I'm like, for my birthday specifically, I threw a block party. And I'm like, okay, for my birthday, I'm not going to do shit. I'm going to hire all these workers so I don't have to do shit. And then the energy is just so hype. I end up doing everything, if not triple what I usually would fucking do. So it's just, yeah, Christmas, I'm probably going to be missing a leg.
Or growing a third one.
Or a fourth.
Or a fourth.
But I love you guys. Thank you for having
me. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Sloppy Seconds. You can follow us on Instagram at Sloppy Pod. You can send us an email at sloppysecondspod@gmail.com or call in with your own fuck talk story to 213-536-9180.
That's right. And if you want to sign up for Mom Plus Gold, go ahead and smash that Mom Podcast on Plus button into your web browser and sign up for Mom Plus Gold. On Mom Plus Gold, you get early access to our shows. You get ad-free programming. You get full video episodes of Sloppy Seconds. You get more varied Delta, the hijinks line. This month, we have a special Race Chaser Live, the Queens Do Queens mini documentary about our live show. There's a ton of fun Sloppier Seconds programming happening. Mom Plus Gold is where it's at.
Yeah, and they send you a free thing.
Yeah, you get merch quarterly.
Goodbye!
Goodbye!
To get access to our full uncensored video episodes ad-free and one day early, sign up for Mom Plus Gold at mompodcasts.plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball.
Engineered by Margot Padilla.
Editing and sound design by William Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.